Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Well, I think we actually have now MG, I'm told. Thanks so much for waiting for us, Ivan. Welcome and congratulations.
Thanks, Tony. Sorry about that. Not sure what happened there.
No drama whatsoever. It's probably our fault.
He's at the bottom of the Blue Mountains. Are you on the beaches today, Ivan? Where are you at the moment?
I'm on the beaches.
Okay, no reception problems up there.
Exactly. 13 on the trot. It was a terrific performance last night.
Yeah, thanks. We're definitely on in terms of energy, and I thought our defence was really strong. But, you know, in terms of execution, we definitely left a few out there, and which we're not going to be able to have that luxury moving forward. But, yeah, all in all, I was pretty happy with how the boys went.
There's a lot of reasons, Ivan, you guys have won 13 in a row. Nathan's form, sublime. Luai, his partner, sublime. Kikau out wide, same. But you've got to say something about the behind-the-scenes staff in Hayden Knowles, Craig Catterick, who keep... I believe there was a stat through the week that 30 players in the bubble were all fit. So that takes a lot of effort and work to get every player fit on the players' behalf as well as the coaching staff behind the scenes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, MG. We're very lucky. We have good players, good staff, and good chemistry, you know, and that's probably our biggest strength. And last night was probably an example of a lot of games we've played where we've been able to control the game and play it at our speed, and I think that helps with injuries as well. Certainly been on the other side of that, where you're not controlling games and you just tend to get more injuries. And of course our staff have done an incredible job in the background, and the players as well. You know, they've really dedicated themselves to this year and doing the best they can, and I guess we're seeing the results.
What was the halftime address like? Because we spoke about early on in the show where, you know, the intent was there and you could tell the attitude was right, but a little bit clunky with the football, made a fair few errors in that first half, but they certainly turned it around the second half.
Yeah, it was kind of lucky. I didn't have to say too much because we scored right on the bell. I think while they were waiting for Nat to kick the goal, they pretty much summed it up out there, and that's it was just a matter of, just controlling the ball a bit better and just finishing off the opportunities. So I think in the second half we probably became a little bit more conservative, but we definitely controlled the ball, and in the end we I just don't think we gave them an opportunity to win the game, which is another way to win it.
And one of the cool headlines out of last night is the fact that, off the back of the fact that Nathan's kicking game has been so great, he had a trip down to Melbourne and spent a bit of time, I think potentially just for the day, with Trent Cotchin down there. Can you give us a bit of an insight? Did they have a chat? Was there a bit of a kicking session? What went on down there?
Yeah, so it was something that Hayden Knowles drummed up through a contact down at Richmond, and it's probably the best thing about this story is it was coming back from the Nines, which is in Perth, and which is a decent trip after a few days of playing high intensity footy, and the staff were going to go down there, and Nathan, to his credit, made the effort to take the extra flight and go down and see and go to Richmond just in case, and just see what he might be able to come up with, and luckily Trent Cotchin's a great fella. He started as a young captain, so part of the trip was to talk leadership with him, and I think he just gave him one little tip around his kicking, nothing too much, but when he came back and that was talking to me about it, and he showed me, and it was like it just straightened his kick up amazingly. So I think that's giving him a little bit of confidence for those 40-20s.
So if it was Trent Cotchin for your boy, then who was Liam Martin hanging out with? Isaac Heaney, the way he got up into the air was amazing, wasn't it?
Nice.
Yeah, well, I guess he might have been watching big kicks on the other side, and it's so good to have that balance now where I think part of our team this year, our strength in terms of our attackers, we're actually using big Billy as a bit more of a decoy. He just creates so much damage, so there's a lot of defenders got to go onto him. So we've also balanced it up with the right side being effective, and definitely Marto's been a huge part in that. It's been awesome to watch him watch his game go to new heights. Pardon the pun, but that try last night was definitely
brilliant.
That's something he's been practicing as well.
Yeah, I mean, they compete for every play. I mean, that's something you've got to be really happy with. I think between the back three last night, Ivan, almost 800 metres. I mean, that's outrageous, to be honest. And then you speak about Isaiah Yeo. Can you tell us, Over the last few years, he's sort of played edge back row and he's played in the centres. Now, with the new rules, he's obviously been in the middle now for the good part of the whole time since we've been back. What is it about his game that allows him to transition into that middle player and develop the way that he has been?
Yeah, he's been awesome for us. He debuted back into the first game in 2014 as a centre, and he was actually playing under 20s at the time in the back row. I can't remember who was out, maybe Jamali just or someone, and I just threw him into the first round, and he just looked so comfortable. So I always thought he was going to have a really strong career just based on that one game. Last year, Fisher Harris was playing lock mostly for us, and so Yowie was playing on the edge, but we always kind of thought he'd go in the middle later in the game, so I always thought this was going to be his transition. And with Fish going in the front row this year, he's been able to get more time and more consistent. That's what Yowie likes. He likes to be able to, do something over and over and over again. He's that sort of style, and he's just got himself in a really good headspace and playing great footy and very confident.
You've now locked up a home final, which obviously is really important. Do you look now for the last couple of weeks to rest players, particularly given you haven't had many injuries?
Yeah, well, locking up that home final, it's been a big goal, I guess, probably in the last month or so. It's a fantastic thing for the local community out there, as the boys would understand. Our guys just love playing at Panthers Stadium, so it's certainly given us a little bit of an advantage. It doesn't guarantee you anything. And also, you're right, it's given us the next couple of weeks an opportunity to have a good think about how we best prepare for that first week of the finals. So it's not just resting people, it's probably getting some guys on the periphery who aren't playing any footy, some much needed game time, who may well be needed in the finals. So I guess we'll have a bit of a think about that over the next few days.
The buzz is going to be now, Ivan, about 91, 2003, and now 2020. There's going to be some comparisons made to 2003 into 2020 with Johnny Lang and Martin Lang and you and Nathan, and the influx of local juniors plus a bit of outside grunt. How will the players, learn to live with that?
Yeah, I guess it's already happened, Andrew. It's been going for a while, I think. I think it's more like it's actually, they see it as a bit of an honour, I think. They're quite humbled that we get that sort of recognition. You're right. I guess the basis of the squad and how that's been managed over the last sort of almost 10 years. When I first came to Penrith, I think 80% of the squad was from elsewhere. So we had to kind of turn that round and make it 80% from around through the Penrith system. And that's, as you said, has worked in the past, and hopefully it's going to continue to work into the future. But yeah, we are our own team, obviously. But it's nice to be compared to those awesome teams, and that really, really made our club's history.
Your team at the moment is awesome.
Hey, Ivan, regardless of who wins the comp this year, there's always going to be that asterisk.
What do you mean regardless, mate?
There's always going to be an asterisk next to 2020, and people are going to view it in different ways. But as a coach and from an administration standpoint, has it been an easier year to prepare the boys and get them going? You've got the bubble and you've got all these other decisions around not just the way you prepare your side, but it's so much more complicated. I actually think it shows that you got better systems in place, because you obviously got to deal with all those issues with young guys that want to play, that aren't playing, that aren't getting a game. So I'd imagine that's a difficult side of it. You've obviously got to keep the boys in the bubble. You've got to keep them training away from the ground. So there's so many elements that you don't usually do within a regular season. Has it been harder or different or easier than a regular season?
Well, it's definitely been different. definitely been different. I think one of our the best things we did was, we had a great preseason, but I mean, that's not new, and there's plenty of teams that have done that. I think we handled the COVID break extremely well, and back to our staff, I mean, they did an unbelievable job. The amount of work those guys did just to keep the guys engaged on a daily basis. I think we came out of that having lost, not just probably not lost anything from preseason, but I think we actually gained We gained some stuff out of that, not just physically but mentally. And that's, I guess, been proven throughout the season. So, I don't know if it's harder or easier. Well, it's not easier, different. But we might have had an advantage, Gerd, in that we are a very young team. And I think the fact that we're in the bubble, the fact we're winning, I think, also has helped those guys remain focused and not not be sort of, I guess...
heading to the Leagues Club after a win?
Well, yeah. That's like the Bermuda Triangle in there sometimes.
You're not wrong.
I love it. But you mentioned the word before, chemistry. Your team does have... I mean, a lot of those kids have come through together through juniors, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, probably the couple that are standing out, I suppose, are Nathan and Jerome, who started playing at Harold Matthews level together. Tyron May's always been in that team. Then guys like Dylan Edwards and Liam Martin, James Fisher-Harris, God, you name it, there's just so many more that have all come through there, which just gives you that, yeah, I mean, it's always nice playing with your mates. And now that when they're playing the big stage and they're all playing together, yeah, I mean, it certainly helps. But we also, you know, we put a lot of work into teamwork as well. So it's something we've really drawn on this year and worked really hard at. But it's also come from a good place there where those guys have known each other for so long.
Well, mate, it's you're doing an amazing job. The team's just playing really 13 on the trot. As I said, JJ Gilton Shield almost in your hands. So deserving of it. Congratulations and thanks for having a chat.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.